Hi, my name's Cade. I'm cycle and soccer. I'm with Hal Summers. Hal, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I played goalkeeper. Started varsity, which Cade didn't.
Okay.
I'm a freshman.
Okay, Hal. Thanks for being mean. Well, I'm gonna ask you some questions. Okay. First one. What are your thoughts on the improvement of the team from last year not winning any regular season games?
I thought that we were going to, like, lose every game again, and I was really scared for the season. And then, like, once we, like, won our first game, I was, like, really, like, I don't know, just excited for the season. I just wanted to see, like, how well we did and how we ended up.
What do you think we improved on?
Apparently, like, from what I've heard, the team last year, like, hated each other and stuff. And, I mean, like, we seem like a family this year. We really bonded and we had fun. We played soccer. I don't know.
I like that. What do you think the team has improved on since the beginning of the season to get to the place we are now?
Possessing and talking really started, like, to get to know each other better, and we started winning games more as we did that.
Okay. How well do you think the team will perform next year without the seniors?
I'm a little worried for next year, but I think we'll do good. I think that that everybody will fill in well and we'll find replacements for the seniors. Kind of sad that they're leaving because they were, like, such a good, like, I don't know the word.
Leaders?
Leaders, yes. Yeah.
Going even further into the future, do you think that the multiple different freshman classes could perform as well as this year's freshman class?
To be honest, no. I'm going to be, like, as honest as I possibly can. I think that this is the best freshman class that there's, like, ever going to be. We have, like, I mean, like, we actually, like each other and we, like, work together. And, I mean, like, all the other, like, classes below us seem like all they do is just mess around. And I'm honestly just worried for the next couple of years to see what they're like. I'm not saying all of them are going to be bad, but I'm just kind of worried.
How do you feel to be a part of the regionals and varsity team as a freshman and having three other freshman teammates with you?
I feel special. Not everybody got to do this, and I mean, like, it's an honor.
I agree.
Got to start varsity against Baldwin one time. Cade didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was your mindset heading into the season, expecting to play in the field and then being moved to goalkeeper and getting the chance to play varsity?
I was really scared. I mean, like, goalie's a stressful position. Like, all the weight's just, like, on your shoulders and everybody relies on you. And if you make one mistake, it feels like everybody just hates you.
Yeah, I agree. I played keeper a little bit.
ORC.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think that the new and young OHS soccer team will be able to perform years into the future with the influence of the past seniors?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, a lot of us freshmen, like, got varsity time. And, I mean, us doing that as a freshman on this team, where we went 9-7, I'm looking forward to the next couple of years. I think we're going to be really good, especially our, like, junior and senior year.
What specific players do you think would be able to fill in the roles of the seniors, and how well do you think they would be able to do that?
I think that Brett could fill in for Dylan at the center back position. Because Brett really stepped up this year and started in most varsity games. I think Reese could step up and, like, replace Marshall, I guess.
I see that.
Reese is really aggressive on the ball.
How well do you think the midfield will perform with all young players?
I think it'll be a little shaky at the start, but I think we'll get used to it and we'll start doing better. Because we're losing Isaac. Who else?
Mikey and Colin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Seth could fill in for Colin. I don't know who, can't really think of anybody at the moment who could fill in for the others. Who do you think, Cade? Oh, I'm the interviewer now.
Okay. Well, I see, like, the players who I see who could step up and play some minutes on varsity for the midfield position would be Alex Weingartner, Josiah, me, Logan Sterling. He might end up playing in the field.
Yeah.
What about keepers? Who do you see Kinder taking over if he works out enough? Do you see Kinder taking over Logan's spot?
I think that if Kinder works hard enough, he could. But I think at the moment, Logan's the
superior one.
Yeah.
Obviously, Colin Hansen was the, I guess, star player of the team this year. What one player do you think could be the star player of the team next year?
I think I could see Chris stepping up. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I thought he was a junior all throughout the year until, like, the last game when one of the teachers said something about him being a sophomore. I mean, he plays like a junior. He's really athletic. He puts in 100% every game. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Coach Jaworski sacrificing more scoring opportunities to drop a sweeper back to clean up the mistakes of the defense?
I think that was a good idea because, I mean, like, it really helped. Once we started doing that, that's when we really took off in the season. That's when we really started winning games more. Dylan did a great job at it, and I think Brett can step in next year for it.
Losing one game on the road the whole season, how do you think we were able to do that?
Honestly, I think it was the bus ride. Everybody got really hyped up on the bus. And I mean, like, it showed it. We had much more energy when we were away rather than home. And just felt like we put in better effort.
What are the thoughts on some unnamed parents seem to be yelling at the referees a lot?
Honestly, I wish parents just, like, didn't go to the games. Honestly, I think it would just be better if there just, like, wasn't anybody watching. It honestly just, like, gets on my nerves and really affects, like, my, like, thoughts about the game.
Obviously, soccer for OHS doesn't really have that big of a student following. Do you see, as the years go by, if we get better, the student section growing?
Yeah, I think that if we start, like, really showing that we're better than football, I think that the school, like, take more notice of soccer and realize, oh, they don't suck anymore. They actually do well. I mean, we got to host a regional game this year.
Okay, last question. Thoughts on new uniforms?
I'm excited to get new uniforms. I mean, like, there's some, like, numbers that had, like, their short sleeve missing, and they had to get, like, a different size that didn't fit them.
And a different number.
Yep, like Cade.
Yeah.
Extra large.
Extra large.
Matthew had one too, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Extra large.
I'm excited to get new uniforms. And we're getting it. Didn't Coach say, like, Adidas?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask you. Would you rather have Adidas or Nike, personally?
I would rather have Nike, but I don't think he really wants Nike. I think he's, like, either going to get Adidas or Under Armour, because I remember him talking to the Lewisburg coach about getting Under Armour uniforms.
I feel like we're going to have Adidas, because those bags.
Mm-hmm.
First year having actually nice bags.
I spilled a protein shake in mine.
Yeah. Okay, well, Hal, thanks for your time, for being on the podcast. I'd like to thank you for sacrificing your time.
Yeah, I had to get off Fortnite for this.
Yeah. Hal's addicted to Fortnite.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
No.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to my first podcast on Cyclone Soccer. Goodbye.